Jessica, thanks for joining us. You have the latest on the status of a missing 20-year-old in the Foothills Desert Park. Is that correct?
Yes. Nicholas Massimino, 20 years old, went missing Thursday. He was believed to be on a hike in the Desert Foothills Park. Now, crews started searching for him that evening, called off the search earlier the next morning, and then took it up again. The search involves all agencies from nearby. And, you know, he wasn't found, but the good news is that on Saturday, Massimino wandered home, and his father says he was a bit dehydrated, but in good health. So
that's terrific news.
That's wonderful news. We're glad to hear that he's back home. So the Desert Foothills Park is off First Street in Alamogordo. It's a pretty popular hiking area with trails that lead to some very scenic areas of the park. So it's an easy place to kind of get turned around in, and especially if you are new to the area, which Nicholas was.
Jessica, thank you for that update. We're going to move on now to the Otero County Commission, which has declared a state of emergency. Can you tell us the latest?
Yes, so the commissioners voted unanimously to pass this resolution with a few amendments, but the resolution just basically declares that they are concerned about the open checkpoints, which were unmanned because the federal agencies have pooled their personnel to help with processing of migrants seeking asylum. So those are considered open checkpoints. Now, Otero County Commission says that's unacceptable. They're concerned about, you know, drugs and illegal activity in the area. So they issued this resolution, and Otero County Commissioner Chairman Coy Griffin was quoted by our reporters as saying, you know, we need to have people there. If the governor, it was a direct message to the governor of New Mexico saying, if the governor doesn't man these checkpoints, then we will take action ourselves. Now, what that action looks like, we don't exactly know. But the governor's office issued a response to Otero County that basically said, this is a federal matter. If you have an issue with personnel being pulled from those checkpoints, you need to check in with these federal agencies who made that personnel decision. Now, the county commission referenced directly the governor's decision to remove National Guard from those checkpoints when she first took office. And the governor has been quoted as saying, those are National Guard are... their job is not to man our borders, so they are needed elsewhere. So we'll see where this issue ends up. I believe that the county commission will probably be taking up a conversation about it in the near future.
Let's move on to the armed militia that is patrolling the New Mexico border near the Deming-Lordsburg area.
Yes. So United Constitutional Patriots is what this group is called, and they are regular citizens who have taken upon themselves to go to the border and to do the job that, as I said before, the federal agencies have stepped away from doing as they are processing these migrants who are coming to the border. So one of the biggest concerns, and there was a request filed the ACLU earlier last week that said, hey, this is unacceptable. These men are armed and they are stopping migrants, creating this sort of a bigger tension at the border that people are afraid might explode into something larger. Now, the latest on that is that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, arrested a Flora Vista man who was a felon in possession of a firearm. He had joined the United Constitutional Patriots at the border. So as you can see, that there's a lot of moving parts in this issue, and the biggest thing is we are watching to keep an eye on the group's activities and how the agencies around them are responding.
Jessica Ansores is the news director of the Alamogordo Daily News. Jessica, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.